the spiritual bypass that most in the non-duality space don't talk about, the spiritual bypass that many of us get caught in, and why in our modern world awareness and simply coming to the recognition that you are awareness just isn't enough anymore in order to not only know what you are, but to actually embody it and live it and breathe it in every action that you take in your life. So the missing piece here is not going to sound spiritual, so bear with me if if you find yourself immediately saying, well, this couldn't possibly be true, or she must not have the understanding that she thinks she does if she thinks that this is the missing piece. So I would encourage you to just bear with me and just hear me out and see for yourself what you think about it. But the missing piece is the body and the nervous system. It's not, doesn't feel spiritual. But, so first I will speak a bit about just awakening in, you know, kind of like the more ancient contexts that we think about it in, you know, enlightenment in more of an ancient context, and then also in our modern context, and actually give some grounded examples in my own life of the power of the body and the nervous system. And before you immediately jump to, well, there's clearly no body, there's no real body, so how could there be a nervous system? So how could this work actually have anything to do with awakening? I've been there. That was a phase that I went through, and that's part of the bypass. So if you find yourself jumping to that, I would encourage you to keep listening and to just remain open and see if there is an earnestness inside of you that can be honest about whether this, there might actually be something here for you. So I want to speak about the body and the nervous system from more of like a, I don't know, like a traditional enlightenment context. So just the way that we in our modern world think about enlightenment, and the, you know, many of the gurus that many of us probably follow or have listened to, you know, Jesus, the Buddha, Nisargadatta Maharaj, Ramana Maharshi, Neem Karoli Baba, there's so many. But I want to just pose something to you that, and I'll kind of cover after I say this, like, how I have arrived at this. So human beings, those teachers, those human beings, they were raised and born in a time where humans were much more connected to the earth, where we didn't have the modern, they didn't have the modern amenities that we have, they didn't have the technology and the phones that we have, they didn't have the social media, many of them also did not come from the Western society, the more industrialized society. And there are many more modern teachers that did. But I want to pose something that those teachers that many of us adore, they came up in a very different way of being. They were much more connected to the earth, and therefore their nervous systems were very, very different than the nervous systems of humans that live in the West, that came up in an industrialized society with all of these distractions, being disconnected from the earth and from nature, and therefore from the natural state of the human nervous system. So that is very, very important to keep in mind as I go through the rest of this video and just share how I have come to this. So a handful of years ago, I was blind to this. I grew up in, you know, a metro area of a large city. I was raised in the suburbs. I had, you know, connection with nature. I enjoyed hiking. I enjoyed traveling and being outside. I enjoyed doing things like that, camping. But I was also very deeply embedded in the modern world, in this like capitalistic industrialized society, and I'm not making that bad or wrong. But what that did without me realizing it is that this body grew up only knowing a nervous system that was highly dysregulated. And I can only say that now, in retrospect, after life put me in a situation where it basically forced me into a kind of like a monastic lifestyle that I didn't choose, I didn't seek out, you know, finding myself living in a place that's very rural, that is surrounded by nature, and into circumstances that forced my system to sit still. It forced me out of that westernized way of being. And the resulting, what word do I want to use? The resulting rebalancing and reorganization of my nervous system that happened as a result of that was on a scale that I cannot adequately communicate to other humans. It was so deeply uncomfortable. There was so fucking much dysregulation and content and beliefs and like karma stored in this body that I have been shocked. I have been, you know, unknowingly walking a path of waking up this body. You know, I started that work without even realizing it many, many years before the realization of awareness ever sank into my system. So I already had a level of pre-work, and even then, after being put into a situation where I was kind of forced to sit still in nature without a job, without a partner, without a community, without anything to distract me, and just like being in nature, the hugeness of the reorganization that happened in my nervous system is not something that I can overstate. So awareness in our because of that awareness, coming to the realization that I am awareness in our modern world is not enough anymore. Maybe it once was, but at this point it is no longer enough to live and breathe and move from that realization. There is a huge reorganization that has to happen on a body level, on a nervous system level, for most of us, that is essential if you actually want to live the realization that I am awareness. And there's so many layers to this that I'll try to think of as, you know, as many facets of this as I can, but this will likely end up being somewhat of a series of videos. Let me see what wants to come next. So even though from the perspective of awareness and from the perspective of coming to know oneself as emptiness, as empty silent presence, from that perspective, yes, there is no body. Yes, there is nothing to do. Yes, there is no doer. Yes, there is no work to be done. Yes, that is all true. and the karmic load, if that's the word or the phrasing that you want to use, or the trauma, or the energetic blockages that these systems have been conditioned with, are so much heavier than the teachers that many of us look to that are no longer alive. It's much denser, much heavier. The somatic piece of things, the nervous system work, the waking up of the body in this process, the body level awakening, the gut level awakening is actually becoming much more daunting, or it's becoming a much bigger piece of this than at any time in history, because of the way that these systems are conditioned, because of the way that these systems live. And it has taken life putting me in a situation where I live in the forest. There's such a deep intimacy with this forest, with nature. There's such a deep oneness with that. There's been such a reharmonizing of this nervous system, a lot of deep discomfort, deep discharges of energy, literally 10 years of somatic work, that there's still pieces of that that's ongoing to clear this vessel of the trauma and the wounding and the conditioning and the patterns and the karma that this body came into the world with. Yes, awareness is looking through these eyes. There is absolute truth. And also, these systems go through a reorganization process to actually come into harmony with that. And I want to, what's coming to me now as I'm talking is I can't remember exactly the wording, but there's a line in the Tao Te Ching. I would encourage you to look it up, because it's just a great little part of that text, where Lao Tzu is describing, he says, like, we can't really describe the master, but we can describe the way that the master is. You know, he's as cautious as somebody crossing an iced over stream. And I don't remember the exact verse, but what Lao Tzu is doing is describing, using words to describe the embodiment of the master. That the master, like, you can see a human, you can pay attention to a human's body and the way that that body moves. And if there's been a level of discernment cultivated, or in my case, if I've been away from society for such a long time that I go back in, and it is so clear to me when an individual's body has not yet harmonized with the understanding, because there's actually a very different way that the body moves. It feels a little more jerky and disconnected and maybe a little avoidant. And there's a way that embodiment can actually be felt by your nervous system as maybe like a more flowy movement, or a warmth, or just a connectedness. It feels a little more human. It feels a little more loving. The body actually will tell you the depth of somebody's the depth in which somebody's understanding has penetrated into their system, the depth in which it is lived. And I know Adi Ashanti says this, and I love this, is that if you want to know the attainment of the master, ask their husband, ask his, her husband or his wife, ask their partner. Then you will see that is the true test of the attainment of the master. How well does that person love those closest to them? How much does that person live and breathe what they claim to understand? This is really important. This is really important. So there is a deep... Maybe I want to just kind of like bring this back to that bypass and how we can start to unravel that. If you're seeing yourself in this a little bit, like I encourage you to be really honest and earnest in this. Do you feel a gap in the way that you live your life? Do your close relationships have turmoil? Do you notice defensiveness in yourself? And it's like so important to be humble in this. You know, I'm not claiming to be perfect in any of this. You know, there are still many things on the human level that I'm working through. But is there a willingness to be humbled? Is there a willingness to admit that, oh wow, I don't actually have the level of embodiment that I wanted to believe that I do? I've been humbled in this many times over and over and over and over. And I'm seeing this more and more, that there's this misconception that the recognition that I am awareness is it, and it's not. That is the beginning. And the very hard work of embodiment comes after that, and that can be a very long road. That looks like beginning to wake up the body. And it's not just doing a single... somatic technique. It's not just doing something once. It's not just realizing that, like, oh, there's no body here. Oh, cool. It's not that. There's so much more to it than that. It is a consistent nervous system rewiring, a total reorganizing of the way that the body moves, the way that it perceives, the way that it feels, its sensitivity to the environment and to the world. All of these things change. And the thing with this embodiment stuff is that nobody can do this for you. If you are looking to a teacher to tell you what to do, to tell you whether you are awake, to try to orient where you are in a process, you're pointing your power in the wrong direction. What's required is to bring that home to itself. And that requires getting into your body, getting to know your nervous system and its current capacity, and doing the very challenging and uncomfortable work of being very fucking humbled. It is sinking into this humanness. I'll just give you a few examples of what the arc of that body awakening and that nervous system reorganization has looked like, just to give you an idea, because I grew up probably in similar circumstances to many. You know, I had a lot of generational trauma. I had my own trauma. I had, you know, my own very disorganized attachment style relationally, my own conditioning, my own set of beliefs. I grew up in kind of a suburban environment that was very loud and chaotic. I grew up surrounded by people who were dysregulated. And the arc of this journey, this waking up of this body, started probably in my mid-20s, so I'm 38 right now. Started probably 10 to 15 years ago. I didn't recognize it as anything spiritual at the time, but there was something in me that just felt drawn to it, that felt like there's got to be another way to live. And it didn't have a spiritual or an enlightenment flavor at the time, but looking back, I can see that that was so necessary for that awareness to actually sink in and penetrate. So it looked like, you know, a few years of therapy, so kind of harmonizing the psyche and coming to terms psychologically with the trauma. And then it looked like starting a yoga practice and starting the slow process of rewiring the nervous system and connecting with the breath in a real way. It looked like, you know, going through phases of learning how to listen to this body on so many levels. So this just like etches deeper and deeper and deeper. It looked like, so starting yoga, doing TRE for a while, for a period of several years. It looked like living in nature and outside of society for, when did that start? The last 5 to 6 years. Kind of stepping out of that conditioned insanity and letting the nervous system reorganize. It looked like engaging with Feldenkrais principles and learning a lot of stuff about nervous system work and how to rewire the nervous system and expand the capacity of the nervous system. You know, I've been studying that on my own for the last probably 10 years and applying that slowly. You know, massage, just like so many things to get in touch with this body. But then once, for me, once that recognition of awareness finally woke up to itself, all of that pre-work that I had done was finally put into practice in a real way. So it kind of sped up what was happening in the body. It sped up the nervous system reorganization, and it demanded that I draw on those practices in real time. So it's easy for somebody to talk about practices and to suggest techniques, but if you're not actually utilizing those things in the moments when you feel triggered, in the moments when you feel overwhelmed, there is still a great deal of work to do. It's one thing to be, I was kind of schooled by the therapist that I have, you know, when I first started working with him a few years ago, is I said something to him like, oh yeah, I've been teaching yoga for a long time. I'm very well versed in breath techniques and somatic work. And he said to me, you know, there's a difference between being well versed in something and actually using it on a daily basis when you need it. And that kind of struck me, and I was like, oh shit, yeah, he's totally right. I conceptually understood a lot of things, and I, you know, did practices here and there, but in the moments that my nervous system was very dysregulated, I was not leaning on those things. I was leaning on the things, the neural pathways and the behaviors that felt comfortable and familiar. And that's very, very common, so there's nothing wrong with that. But this nervous system and this body piece, I feel, is so vital to enlightenment in this modern context that we're living in now. You cannot separate it out, because the society and the circumstances that these bodies and these nervous systems have come up in are so vastly different and much more dysregulated than those of the past. We are much more disconnected from these bodies. We are much more dissociated from these bodies. Even teachers who have done some of this work, I'm just really being humbled in this. Like, there are many teachers kind of behind the scenes that I have engaged with on some level that, you know, having been out in the woods, this does not make me better than anybody, but there's just a clarity that has come from being in the woods, from feeling the reorganization and the pain of that that has had to happen. It has become very easy for me to sense into another human's nervous system and body and see evidence of the disharmony. It happens in the way somebody moves their body, the way somebody speaks, their posture. It's all of that. It's embedded in all of that. That is the map. And if somebody is not humble enough to acknowledge that, they do not deserve you looking to them for guidance. And if somebody isn't regularly pointing you back to yourself, to your own experience, to your own discernment, then that's something to be very cautious and wary of. And there's a reason that, you know, the more I see this, and the more I realize how pervasive this bypass is, that's the reason that on my member area, pretty much all the content that I post is somatic practices, because that is getting you back into your body, into your own authority, into an exploration of your own being, your own awareness, and learning to stabilize in that without externalizing, without looking outward for anything, even when it means that you're leaving the comfort of the shared human dream and how lonely and isolating that process feels. That stabilization inside one's own being is primary. That is primary in this process. And so I would just really like to encourage you to ask yourself humbly and honestly if what I'm saying feels in your system, if there is a felt truth in it. And I'm not saying that you need to go escape into the woods and lead a monastic lifestyle, but that if you are embedded in the more industrialized society, and if your nervous system, if that's what your nervous system is regularly attuned to, it is going to take a lot more very diligent, dedicated work to disentangle your nervous system from that shared dysregulation, because these nervous systems attune to other nervous systems. So it's going to take more diligence, more self-awareness, more humility to disentangle your nervous system and to find that stability amongst a dysregulated society. It is going to take a lot of effort for your system, for your body, to awaken to the naturalness that has been stripped away from it through its coming up in a world that is far removed from how humans have historically lived and evolved. So I hope that this video, you know, just maybe plants a seed. If you feel defensiveness in yourself, or if you jump to the conclusion that I'm wrong, or that I simply don't have the understanding because I'm pointing you to something that doesn't feel spiritual, that doesn't feel non-dual, I would just encourage you to investigate that, to spend some time just feeling into that, You know, maybe you even spend some focused time in nature and just sit. Turn your phone off and just sit. By a stream, by a tree. Maybe somewhere where you don't see a lot of other people. For a few hours. And see how that feels. See if you're able to do that easily. Or how much of a challenge that is. That will tell you a lot about the state of your nervous system. About how awake your body truly is, or what areas can still be developed and sunk into in this embodiment process in order to embody the realization that I am awareness. In order for the body to know that it is awareness. That's the key. In order for the body to remember fully, through and through, in every single cell, that it is awareness. That is an energetic reorientation. It is fucking uncomfortable. It can be very intense. It can be very painful. It can be very isolating. I've spoken to many people who are going through this, who have gone through this. That's common. But the question is, do you want the truth, or do you want to be comfortable? What do you want? I hope to make more content like this. I don't know how long this video is so far, but I think I'm going to end there. I would love for you to comment and just let me know what other stuff you'd like to hear me talk about, how this landed for you. Your experience with this, I would love to hear about that. And yeah, there's going to be more content from me about awakening the inner teacher, about awakening the body and coming to embody awareness as a realization, as a lived realization, because that's so important in this modern world that we live in. And I see that there's a missing link there. There's some missing puzzle pieces in this modern enlightenment dialogue, in this modern non-duality community. There's some big gaps, big opportunities to sink back into ourselves in a much deeper way than any of us could ever initially imagine. So I appreciate you being open to hearing this, and I encourage you to take it into yourself and really live with it for a while. See how that feels. See what comes of bringing it in and really living with it. Making it its own mantra, its own form of inquiry. Be well, friends.